and welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. Thanks for joining me on our COVID-reduced schedule. This is show 316 and airing live on November 19th, we hope, anyway. And carried on about 66 stations nationwide that may air at a different time. So before we begin, remember that this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Indices mentioned are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. Past performance is no future guarantee, of course. Investing involves risk. Depending on the types of investments, there may be varying degrees of risk. Investors should be prepared to bear loss, including total loss of principal. And the views expressed are my opinions only. They do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, members, or underwriters. Our website, moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is no cost and free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. Money Matters is about money, as money does matter. And the matters of money affect us all in some way or another. Whether you have a lot of it, a little of it, or none of it, it controls our economy, our country, our planet, and in some way or another, controls the very way we live our lives. It's about your money, your lack of it, or abundance of it. It's about all our lives and livelihood. In short, it's about you. Today's show, COVID spikes and vaccines surface. So there we go, right? Let's just take a look at the Dow and see where we've been. So the Dow breached an all-time new high. I don't know what to tell you. It is definitely interesting. The all-time high now was 29,964. Pre-COVID high. Go figure. Low, 18,213. So I'm going to take my trusty dusty calculator and I'll divide 18,213 divided by 29,930. 964. Let's see. Oh, got to get my calculator on. There we go. Okay, so the COVID low was 18,213. So we go 18,213 divided by last week's high of 29,964. And we get a 60% increase. Okay, then. So there you go. Go figure. Talk about a disconnect, huh? Jobless claims, 700,000 Americans filed new unemployment claims last week. And we are seeing the huge rotation that we spoke about two or three shows ago that I wrote a couple articles. You know, during COVID, first 3 weeks, markets sold off from an all-time high around 29,600, of which we have recently surpassed, go figure, down to the 18,213 level, which is about a 38% sell-off. And then it reached the correction of the 18,000 level in record time from the all-time high previous in mid-February. And then third week, took 3 weeks to get there. It was quick and brutal. And then it started straight up. Now, the Dow really, all the stocks in the stock market didn't shoot straight up. As you know, there were only a few select, what we call, stay-at-home stocks that took off. And, you know, I was trying to look for stocks to buy in the third, fourth week. And just looked on TV and said, gee, Costco is crowded and people are watching a lot of movies. They're ordering from Amazon. They're playing video games, they're doing video conferencing. So you could see that those particular conduits of service and application were skyrocketing, and so were their stocks. The stocks that got slaughtered, obviously, was cruise ships and hotels, restaurants, theme parks, things that by the necessity facilitate people in a large group, movie theaters, a lot of stocks just got completely hammered. And we only had a handful of stocks that rose back up in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth week after the COVID lows. And I noticed around June, July, that every time a vaccine rumor came out, one, we got the great head fakes in the in the vaccine stocks. If a company would announce a vaccine, and then its stock would run, and then 2 days later it would fall again. And so played those a couple times and then finally realized, nah, that ain't going to work. So a lot of head fakes there. And so I think people got tired of playing the vaccine game. And so what I did notice that there was, that as soon as the vaccine was rumored, the stay-at-home stocks, the ones that skyrocketed, fell rather dramatically. And the stocks that hadn't gone anywhere are indeed gotten obliterated in the previous sell-offs rose. So we saw things like Caterpillar rise and Ingersoll Rand rise and, you know, Emerson Electronic and Honeywell and those things rise, which got hammered and they rose. And things that like Zoom and all the other ones that really rose started to fall. So it happened about two or three times. And then about mid-June or July, I penned an article and covered it in the show called The Great Rotation. The Great Rotation that I thought would happen that would take a lot of people by surprise when a vaccine was really announced. And I called that, I can't remember exactly the article that I caused it, but it was a rotation article. It was called Rotation or Route in the Making. And I basically put forth that when the vaccine was announced, everybody thought the whole market would run up straight. And that alone set my alarm bells off because the market never does what everybody thinks it's going to do. So I'd already kind of come to the conclusion that the market was not going to run in mass. And so I'd had samples of this rotation, five or six samples of what would happen when a vaccine was announced, because we got rumors of a vaccine. And when it happened, we saw this rotation. So the whole theory about the article and the show, Rotation or Route in the Making, which was the title of the articles, was that a lot of people were going to get hurt by surprise when a vaccine was announced. That the market was not going to run in mass, and in my opinion, owning index funds was not going to assure you to catch the wave. Indeed, when a vaccine was announced recently, a couple of weeks ago, by Pfizer, they had a 95% success rate in their trials, in phase 3 trials. And indeed, just a couple of days ago, Moderna answered they had 94% success in their trials. We did see that huge rotation. We just saw obliteration in the NASDAQ index, which was all the kind of stay-at-home stocks. And we saw a run in what I coined the stay-away-from-home stocks. Now, I'd seen the stay-at-home stocks summation mentioned by a lot, but I haven't seen anybody say the get away from home stock. So I think I coined that one, although nobody's picked it up. No news media has picked it up, but definitely. One of the things that, just as a side note, I wrote something called The Biden Economy, What Would Happen in the Biden Economy, and saw CNBC and they were talking to the Biden economy. And then I coined the phrase, the buy them economy. I'm going to send that into CNBC to see if they pick it up. So instead of just saying what's going to happen in the Biden economy, we could say what's going to happen in the buy them economy. Because the belief is, I don't think there's much argument, that when Mr. Biden gets in, he's going to spend a lot of money. And Trump did the same thing. Trump spent a lot of money. But Democrats are usually known for spending a lot of money, although the Republicans have done that as well. So we think that Biden's going to spend a lot of money, and we can pretty much assure that he will. And so that money, it will be the buy them economy stocks, and I think that's going to go into infrastructure, and he might lift the tariffs on Chinese stocks. And so I think Chinese stocks would be a consideration, and all the other types of stocks that are running. So we've seen this complete rotation. NASDAQ has barely gotten out of its own way. And we're seeing the stay-at-home stocks still trying to find their footing. One of the stocks that kind of survived okay, kind of, was Apple. Didn't really get totally obliterated like some of the other ones, like DocuSign and Zoom and some of the other ones. And every time we see now that COVID is spiking incredibly, you know, COVID is like really, really on the run again. And I also covered in a previous show that I don't think anybody is willing to admit it, but the skinny out there is that there's a lot of rumors that the economy will not be shutting down again. We will not shut down in mass again. However, COVID is spiking like crazy, and we're seeing states, including my state, California, go to the purple level, which basically eliminates dine-in and restaurants. Salons and gyms are still open. That's surprising, since I understand purple is the worst level you can go to. But they are allowing, you know, you can get your haircut and go to the salon and things like that. Social distancing. But there's talk of widespread shutdowns, and Biden is speaking of actually putting a federal mask mandate on everyone. Of course, you know, when I started this little blurb, I said that I think that people are afraid to admit that maybe shutting down the economy was not the right thing to do. And there was a belief that we should have sequestered those that were vulnerable, the pre-existing conditions, people that were perhaps grossly overweight, or the elderly, and let the young people run the economy. Because if we keep going, I forecast in June, I think it was March, April, I think it was May or June, that 25% of the businesses in the country will go under. And I'm still believing that. And the ones that have managed to stay open may close later, never to return again. The only thing that's keeping everything afloat here, keeping the stock market afloat, is the wall of money from the Federal Reserve. We're talking $3-5 trillion spread out in 3 or 4 months' time, where the 2008 and 2009 crisis, 08 and 09, we saw $3-5 trillion spread out over the period of 12 to 18 months, and even longer, where this amount of money is going in IV-like, right into the veins of the economy. And so it is interesting, you know, now that we've seen COVID spike again, we are seeing some vaccine hope. But even if they do approve the vaccines, none of the vaccines have been approved. Pfizer's vaccine has to be stored at minus 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That could be problematical. Moderna came out and said they've got a 94% success rate, and theirs can be stored at regular refrigerator temperature and even survive at room temperature for 12 hours. So we'll see what happens there. But with COVID spiking, even if the vaccine was approved tomorrow, it's going to be months, really, before you and I see it, where they're going to give it to first responders first, as well they should, and hospital workers and things of that sort. But, you know, to vaccinate 300 million people in the United States or whatever population we have is going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult. So where do we go from here? I think this winter is going to be brutal. The market sure doesn't think so. The market is looking forward 3, 4, 5, 6 months when we get the vaccine. And we open up because the cruise ship lines are running and the airlines are running. And, you know, it's funny. Cruise ship line did put out their first cruise ship a couple of weeks ago. And it was the first one, first sailing. And it is sequestered now because they've got, it was only about a third full from what I understand. And they've got COVID that popped up on the ship. Now they're stuck. So, but we are seeing reports from Carnival Cruise Line, Royal Caribbean, the people are booking cruises like crazy for later, for the future. So we're seeing COVID spike. It is rather disturbing. You know, the market does not seem to really care. It is looking ahead. It's looking to the wall of money. It's looking for the fact that the vaccines look promising. But for you and I don't think we're going to see a vaccine for 3, 4, 5, 6 months before it gets out around there. So we'll see what happens. Okay, we're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back with Money Matters on your community radio station. Okay, we're back with Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuneberti. Thanks for joining us on the Economic Forum. Money Matters. This is show number 316. Show number 316 entitled COVID Spikes and Vaccine Surfaces. We were talking about the market doing what it's doing. And of course, Mr. Biden has won the election. Congratulations to Joe Biden and the supporters of Mr. Biden. And Trump should be on his way out. So hopefully we will get some sort of semblance of normalcy. I think he's got his work cut out for him, Mr. Biden. You know, I suppose that the COVID cases up until the inauguration will be blamed on Trump, and then Biden will take over. So we'll see what happens. One of the assets that have been fairly slaughtered, at least the stocks, has been the precious metals market, gold market. Gold got real close to a little bit over 2,000 an ounce, 2,051. And now it's sitting around 1,872, down 10%. But the gold stocks have been hammered rather hard. And remember, if you own gold stocks, they're usually a little bit more volatile than the gold itself. So the safer way, less volatile way, historically, to own gold is to own gold GLD, which is the real gold shares per se versus a gold mining company. Gold mining companies move like options, where they're more volatile than GLD. GLD is basically called the Spider Gold Shares Trust, and so you can buy that, and that's not quite as volatile as the gold shares. So anyway, the Spider Gold Trust is down about, you know, not even 10%. And you look at maybe one of the big gold mining stocks, like Barrick, and we're going to look at Barrick here. And Barrick had a high of 30.46, and it's at 24. So 24 divided by 36, and we're looking at a 30-something percent hammering from Barrick. And most of the gold shares represent that same sort of move. We have a Yamana Gold. That's was a little bit less, and that one was hammered equally as well. So in any case, so gold has been fairly hammered. We're seeing Bitcoin fly. Again, my mentioning of any of these asset classes is not a recommendation to buy or sell. Okay? Not a recommendation to buy or sell. Because remember, future movements are not dependent on past performance. Past performance is no guarantee of future performance. So you have to be a little bit careful there. So it's just notated. Just notated. Okay, so we are seeing, like I said, this COVID respike. And although that is a health concern, it has a big bearing on the economy. So I agree with people that the markets and the economy has got a disconnect. Now, the markets are looking at ahead. So you could say that in 6 months, if we all get vaccinated, although only about half of the country says they're even going to take the thing, which is kind of odd, not for you anti-vaxxers, but I don't know how we're going to kill it if only half take it. But I think if half take the vaccine and they're going to get close to herd immunity numbers, where if half the people take it, we may be able to knock it out. So we'll have to see there. But the market is looking 6 months ahead. And so I think it's 6 months, if we're let free and masks are off and we're all running around, we're going to be very happy. Everybody's going to be like, yeah, let's go party, let's go to the vacation, let's go to the beach, let's go out to eat. And so the market, if it's looking 6 months ahead, it's already looking at that. It's like, oh, look how happy everybody's going to be. They're going to be spending money. They're all cooped up. And market's looking at this wall of money coming from the Fed, and they're looking at stimulus checks and things that are going to be enacted. Now, hopefully, you know, I feel very bad for people that have not been able to go back to work. I mean, the unemployment checks were nice, but we haven't seen a stimulus check or higher unemployment for what? I don't know. Unemployment bonuses ran out about 2 months ago, and no more stimulus checks and no more PPP loans, paycheck program loans, or the CARE Act. We haven't seen any money coming from Washington to try to help people that are really struggling. And, you know, it's funny. I think I've seen this pretty much nationwide by calling people and talking to people in other states. The contractors and the Home Depots, people that paint, service air conditioners, they're busier than ever. You know, because everybody's home calling all these people, you know, service people, contractors, painters, they're busy. Where we've seen real devastation is in the service industry. You know, the restaurant industry, movie theaters, dining, theme parks, you know, a lot of people being laid off. And we did see, and we continue to see supply chain problems. You know, getting parts for things. Shipping has been delayed. And we're seeing that because a lot of the factories are shut down because factories obviously have people in very close proximity. So we are seeing supply chain problems. Companies that make stuff are having a hard time getting supplies. And we're seeing that all the time. And so you've probably seen that when you order things. You know, it's like, wow, what's taking so long? There are some areas that did well during the shutdown that may continue to do well in the open up. Obviously, the cruise ships and the airlines and the things that I previously mentioned that got hurt hopefully will come back strong. And that's pretty much a given. And some of the stay-at-home stocks, things that people do exclusively at home, may get hurt in the rotation when we finally open up. But some stocks, you know, they were looking at, well, maybe some shipping stocks that online vendors that were doing well at stay-at-home. We're thinking, well, maybe when the economy opens up, there'll be even more shipping because there'll be the parts will be back. We'll be able to ship parts all around and more people will be buying stuff and more people will be working with more money to buy things. So we may see some companies that may do well in both economies. Right now we're seeing, Wall Street is reacting to what we think and not what is actually happening. So what the stocks are going up on what we think people will do and not necessarily what people are doing at this minute. We have a couple of dual forces, as you know. We have COVID spiking like crazy. And we have more shutdowns being enacted. And restaurants in California, at least, are not allowed to have people sitting inside anymore. So more people are going to get hurt. And on the other hand, you know, we're seeing hopes of a vaccine and hopes of stimulus payments and support payments from the government. So we're hoping that that will help buoy the market again as well. So it's interesting, you know, the opposing forces. I know that from an advisor's point of view, it has been a difficult market for people to trade. You might have a handful of securities that are running in the stay-at-home economy, and you got another handful that are getting crushed. And then when the economy has a rumor of a vaccine, like I said, the stay-at-home stocks get crushed, and a lot of people own those. You know, those are the Apples and the Amazons and all the other ones that people normally have been running like crazy, like Zoom. So the real question is what stocks to pick. I mean, that's been a very difficult decision for people. What stocks do you pick? Now, for people that want to be conservative, I can comfortably say that at least recent months, fixed income has done kind of okay. Fixed income, unlike, will move up and down daily. Fixed income does move, but fixed income would be something like a bond. It has a fixed rate of return on the instrument. So if you buy a bond, it will say 4%, and that's what you'll get. And bonds can move, don't get me wrong, but traditionally, historically, the thought is that fixed income is very conservative, more conservative than securities. There have been times historically, warning, caveat emptor, buyer beware, there have been times when we have seen fixed income get obliterated as well. So it is a new paradigm. Okay, so I'm going to conclude the show. I want to thank everybody. The show was airing, at least live, First and third Thursdays of every month, but they've moved us to 6:30 on Thursdays for now, because Gavin Newsom was speaking at noon in the previous time slot. So you have been listening to show 316, entitled COVID Spikes and Vaccines Are Becoming Aware. And our website is moneymanagementradio.com. Everything is a grata, no cost there. It's our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. And remember, discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice of any kind. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Indices mentioned are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly, and past performance is no guarantee of future results. Investing involves risk. Depending on the types of investments, there may be varying degrees of risk. Investors should be prepared to bear loss, including total loss of principal. I hold insurance license, California insurance license, OL34249. Thanks again for listening. My name is Mark Cunaberti. Be safe and have a great day.